Welcome back to the After Hours Show with your boy Boo Sama. Y'all already know what time it is. And y'all already know. I usually do this shit because I suck. I usually do this shit in the morning. Damn, it is the morning. I just lied on my other episode. I usually do this shit like 11 o'clock because it's the After Hours Show. But I tend to do it in the morning. But right now, I don't know if I'm, I guess it's the morning, but it is late as fuck. It's dark out. Well, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, whatever. Anyways, yeah, so it's the After Hours Show, but I'm doing it in the morning, so excuse me. But yeah, today, our podcast is going to be about, my favorite word. I'm not going to spend too much time gibbering and jabbering. I'm just going to talk. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to talk. So today we're going to talk about the Kyle Rittenhouse situation. Kyle Rittenhouse situation. So for those of you guys that don't know this Kyle Rittenhouse guy, he is a Caucasian male that shot two people during a riot. Shot two people during a riot. Me personally, well, man, let me just put this all right in perspective. Kid's like, what, he was 17 at the time or some shit like that. 17 years old. He goes to, it's just what the media is talking about. He took an AR or some shit, AR-15, cross-borders, went to, I think it was, Minnesota or some shit during this riot, and everybody said, well, not everybody, what happened, what I know happened, what I seen with my two eyes is he shot two people, right, boom, power, boom. But now, like, all right, so, like, me personally, bro, like, I really don't care too much about this situation. I'm gonna just keep it a band, but it's just funny, just like hearing both sides of the, because like I'm hearing like, all right, so like this side is saying, oh, he's a bad person, he shot, supposedly shot two black people, all this shit, and whatever, he's bad, he went to the Black Lives Matter thing when it was supposed to be about black people and shot two people. Then you got this side that says, well, like, if you do your digging, this is what they're saying. If you do your digging, he actually didn't shoot any black people. And he actually, shooting the two, whatever, two people, I guess the nigga was getting hit with a skateboard. People was like throwing shit at him and just like leading him to what we seen happen, you know what I'm saying? And I guess like he was there to this is what they're saying, he was there to protect, like pretty much govern the situation. But people blew it out of proportion, started chasing him and took it the wrong way when they seen him with an AR-15, you know what I'm saying? And that's what led to what we seen on video. But we just, the media never showed the whole thing, like, you know what I'm saying? This is what they're saying. So I'm like, all right, well, shit. I did kind of see like 2 minutes. I mean, like a minute and like 30 seconds. And knowing the media, I don't know. Like, I'm not saying I'm the media, but like, I know the media pretty well. Like I understand what the media could kind of, what the agenda, like how they be pushing the agenda and how they want you to think, and like I understand, but also like, you gotta think about it, like, whoa, I mean, like, what the fuck is a 17 year old even doing with AR-15? You know what I'm saying? Who in the fuck gave this kid an AR-15 to even travel, if this is the case? You know what I'm saying? And like everybody's going on an uproar talking about like, oh well, if this was a black kid, this is what the black community is saying now. If this was a black kid, he would have blah, blah. It's like, bro. So now, Huh. I guess today I'm going to come to my final conclusion on how I really think feel about this whole situation. Because, like, at the end of the day, like, I don't want to go that route. Actually, fuck it. I'm gonna go with what's on my chest. That's why I'm a blue. It's just my purpose. Say what's on my chest and not give a fuck about the feelings of who I, well, I do. Let me not act like I don't, because I do. But say what's on my chest. Let me just say that. But for the black community, let me just say this. Shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up. Black community. This is to all the black people that want to give their opinions when it comes to this situation and want to be ultra black and say, oh, well, oh, no black person, at least the black community. Shut the fuck up, bro. Shut the fuck up with that shit. Like, I am so sick and tired of hearing that shit when it comes to this situation. Oh, well, because at the end of the day, no black person was harmed. At least that I see. The two people that died wasn't black. You know, they weren't black. It's just, they were not black. Second of all, I'm hearing from that side, whether it's true or not, I don't know, but the point that I made was they're not black, so shut the fuck up. But what I'm hearing is that the two people that passed away, one of them was a pedophile. The other person had like a rap sheet, fuck it, longer than the fucking dictionary. This is what I'm hearing. I don't know whether if it's true or not. I didn't do my research on the two individuals because I'm not going to get that deep, but I'm going to let my resources that I hear this from, because I, you know what I'm saying? The people that I listen to is not just, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is just what I'm hearing. So, Joe Rogan saying, like, yeah, one of the suspects is a pedophile. The other suspect has a rap sheet longer than the dictionary. So, if this is true, if this is the conclusion to these two individuals, this is very true. The pedophile, I can definitely tell you, he don't deserve, nobody deserves, as a human being, as an individual, nobody deserves to die. But you knew something was going to come, whether you fought for black people, white people, Asian people, or not. You knew something was going to come, my nigga. Because you're a pedophile. The other person, hey, bro, you want to be a warrior? You want to be this and that? You want to be thugging? You got a rap sheet? Well, shit. You know what happens, bro. You know what I'm saying? You want to be that? All right. Well, shit. You done fucked with the wrong person, bro. And me, as Kyle, if I'm in that situation, like, you got to put yourself in his situation now. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody want to think, hey, well, you got to put yourself in a situation as a 17-year-old kid. If his motive was to come down here and actually do what the people saying, which is protect, you know, govern the whole riot, you know, be that guy. But people blew it out of proportion and it's chasing me and hit me with a baseball bat, not baseball, skateboard. I don't know if I heard baseball bats, but skateboards and all this extra shit and throwing shit at me, chasing me down, bro. What? As a human, come on now. I'm just giving you the real shit. As a human being, I'm finna fire the fuck back too, bro. I'm letting one off. What up? I'm giving you a warning sign. Bop! In the air. To let you know, I'm dead ass serious, nigga. The second one, I might take one of you niggas out. You know what I'm saying? And not even think about the third one, because the second one the second shot should already let niggas know. I'm not playing, bro. I'm not playing with you niggas, bro. And I said that when I seen the video too. I said, well, I'm not gonna come in with that mindset of this nigga's wrong because he's white, all that shit. You can't do that. You gotta look at the situation. I said this to some. I said, well, you gotta look at the situation, because if this kind of could be self-defense, depending on how it's played out. I know the world is, you know, is mad. He didn't get, but this could play out to be self-defense, depending on, you know what I'm saying, like the whole, depending on the state itself when it comes to guns and automatics and all that shit, period. Having an automatic gun, period, he should at least, I feel like he should at least do some time, because there's no way you should be walking around with an automatic gun. Yeah, an automatic gun. Now, to have like maybe a handgun or some shit, yeah, all right, cool. Is that... I hope you guys understand where I'm coming from when it comes to like the guns aspects. Or maybe, yeah, this is a 17-year-old kid with a fucking automatic, a semi-automatic. Like, this nigga got, like, that is my only problem. Now, if it was a handgun, cool, boom, 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 boom. Like, the fact that it was a semi-automatic, I feel like 1 to 2 years just to let you know, this, like, how serious, like, you can't have a semi-automatic just in public being 17 and you don't have a fucking. You don't have license, you ain't got none of that, bro. Something should be done. But at the same time, if I'm in his shoes, I just got off on my life. I still got my life. I don't want to get off track because I'm kind of low-key getting veering off track. Back to the situation. Yeah, the overall thing is like, all right, cool. It could play out to be self-defense. Yeah, cool. But at the same time, like, I'm looking at it like, okay, well, damn, I just lost my train of thought. It could play out to, I ain't even gonna lie to y'all. It should, you know, could play out to be self-defense, but at the same time, literally at the same time, it may not. Overall, fuck where I was trying to go. Let me just give y'all overall, I feel as if like the verdict was I honestly feel like the verdict was right. Me personally, and I'm not trolling, I'm not doing none of that. I'm looking at this in like the best legal way that I could possibly look at this shit, like the best legal way. I ain't no right wing, left wing, I ain't none of that shit. I'm not for none of that shit. That shit's not for me. That shit's not for my people. If y'all want to participate in that bullshit, go ahead, be Democrat, be a Republican. I don't give a fuck. But this situation is right. Like, the verdict was right. The verdict was right. The public only seen, unless you show me a full-on video, I'm not going with a fucking minute and 30-second clip, because I know what the media attention is. Like, I know what they're, like, what they do. I know what they do. So you can't just show me, I'm trying to see the whole thing from, let's look at that. If he was there for a whole 2 hours, show me a 2 hours of from the time he got out of his car, he put together his AR-15, how he was moving, conducting himself through this whole time that led up to what we seen, the minute and 30. You got to show me the whole 2 hours, bro. You know what I'm saying? You got to, bro. You got to. And if you ain't seen the whole 2 hours, bro, then I don't give a fuck what you ain't going to I listen. I'll show you that, you know, you're right. I'll give you some, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't, don't think you finna just persuade me. Cause no, man. One thing that I failed to do as a child was believe in my thoughts, believe in myself. Now as a man, I'ma believe in my thoughts. You feel me? And I know my thought, like, it's the righteous way of thinking. Like I feel like when I really think about it, it's righteous. Whether the world think it's wrong or not, I'm going to fight for what's right. And in this situation, this is what's right. But I ain't going to fight. That's one thing. Like I said before, I talked about that. I'm not going to fight. Because at the end of the day, this ain't got shit to do with me. This ain't got shit to do with honestly my people's. You know what I'm saying? This is their shit. It's their situation. Let them handle it. That's the thing. You know, black people want to get into every situation. Hey, this ain't got eight. Back up. Just back up. Watch this shit from a bird view. You know what I'm saying? See this shit from, you ain't got to, not everything that happened in the world, you got to speak. That's the problem with us. We ain't got to speak. Not stop trying to peel the scar, bro. Stop. Like we be trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like we be trying to look at trauma all the fucking time. Like my people, like we love trauma, bro. For some odd reason, they just love trauma, bro. Like I be waking up in the morning, man. I jump on social media, bro. And there's always somebody talking about something, reminding me about something. Like, whether it's, like, man, I ain't even gonna lie to you, bro. I don't even remember the victims' names, bro. Like, that's how, so non-trauma I'm trying to be. Like, I don't even want to remember these niggas' names, respectfully. Like, I know y'all passed away. I get it. Honest to God truth, I get it. I feel for the families. I feel for my nigga. Like niggas be like, as a black man, that shit be like, I be like, yo, I don't think y'all niggas understand. Like, bro, this shit is like respectfully, it's sickening, bro. Like, cause like other race will bring it up, trying to, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm just talking from a black man. Me being a black man, not nobody else, a black me. Like, when I be seeing this shit, and I know they be trying to, you know, they doing it out of like their intentions ain't to be that. But like for me, I be like, bro, like, I get it. Like, trust me, I get it, bro. Like, I get it. But like, that ain't me. That's not how I'm moving. That's not how I'm coming. That's not my body. Ain't none of that finna happen. Like, I know it can happen to me. Trust me. I ain't Superman. I ain't Batman. Anything can happen to me. But my mindset of how I move in the world, that's not how I'm moving, bro. And I don't wake up thinking about shit like that. I don't wake up. I get pulled over, the first thing I'm thinking about is this cop finna blow my head? I don't think like that, bro. Like, people gotta stop thinking like that, bro. I swear to God, people gotta stop thinking like, oh, a officer, black man. Cause like, nigga, just cause it ain't you, bro. Like, you making me think like that is like making me extra anxious, bro. Making me extra like, depressed, you know what I'm saying? Cause now I'm like, now when I see, like, it's like, bro, I don't want to have that stigmatism in my, you know, on like, I don't want to have that shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't want to have that shit, bro. That's why, like, I feel as if niggas be talking about, man, fuck the cops, fuck all that, man, fuck that shit, bro. To the young niggas, like, I've been preaching since day one on this podcast to the young niggas, bro. Remember when all the OGs used to tell us, oh, man, fuck the cops. Don't be a cop. All that shit, all that extra bullshit that we used to hear in the hood. Well, I'm talking niggas that really live in the hood. Like, I'm from Des Moines, Iowa. I ain't from the hood. But my hood is my hood. I'm not from the suburbs. I'm not from none of that. But my hood is my hood. Niggas just from my block used to say, oh man, fuck the cop. All them niggas, bro. Nowadays, like, we look up, like, all them, like, for an instant, say two of my homies would have been a cop, right, bro? If we would have heard, be a cop, two of my homies would have been a cop, right? Or better yet, let's push it back to my father's time. If he was born in America, right? And him, and two of his homies would have been cops, right? Boom. Two of his homies is cop. Now, if I run into a situation in Des Moines, right? It's why niggas is stupid, bro, when they say this shit. They don't even fucking think. But I'd be sitting, I'd be listening. I hear this shit. I see this shit on Twitter. I see this shit on fucking Facebook, YouTube. Everybody says this shit. They don't be thinking about what the fuck they're talking about, bro. So back to my point. Now two of my dad's homies would have been cop. I run into a situation in my city, right? Chances is, I'm gonna run into these niggas, bro. I'm going to run into these niggas, bro. So if these niggas pull me over, they're black. They know my pops. I'll touch up on that, but let me explain the situation. So, you know, they know my pops. You know what I'm saying? When they pull me over, I ain't gotta be all uptight and tell my nigga, "Hey, bro, you good?" We ain't gotta be none of that. We ain't gotta be anxious. You know what I'm saying? It won't lead to none of that shit, bro. It won't lead to an officer being. They see me uptight now. They uptight now. They grabbing their pistols and now they wanna blot my ass, right? Because we're not the same color. They can't identify with me. I can't identify with these niggas. Like, bro, that's why these niggas is idiots when they put out message like this, because they don't understand what they're doing, bro. Stop. You got to stop and think about this shit. So, boom, they pull me over. I feel comfortable, right? All they do is, "Oh, you, man, you a Blue Senior son. Hey, look, check this out, man. How about this? Man, you were just speeding down this whole way, right? Bro, I'm going to slap you on the wrist. But next time I catch you, I'm going to do two things. I'm going to write your ass a ticket, and I'm going to tell your dad. But make sure you're safe this time. This is a warning. But I'm going to just, you know what I'm saying, make sure you just, hey." Now, you know what I'm saying? Like, think about situations like that, bro. Like that, bro. Like, motherfuckers don't be thinking, bro. Now, when you go out to these small-ass towns and these sheriffs and these, you know what I'm saying, "Oh, Bob. Oh, you're Bob's kid, man. Go on, man. Good luck tonight. It's Friday night, man. I hope you guys win." Small ass. You know what I'm saying? Now Bob's son, Jim, he cool as fuck. Oh, man. They went to college together. They used to best buds, drink beer, got fucked up, man. He's cool as fuck, man. I know all the sheriffs around. You know what I'm saying? That's why you know what I'm saying? These niggas don't be thinking, bro. They don't be fucking thinking, bro. That's why I look at these niggas. I'm like, bro, you niggas is so like, to the world, bro. This is why, like, niggas, bro. I highly recommend it. It needs to be a fucking course out there where it's called street knowledge, bro. Street knowledge. A lot of these niggas, when they talk, bro, a lot of these politicians, when they be running their mouths, bro, they don't talk about, it's not pertaining in, like, street knowledge to me is just reality knowledge, bro. But they just call it street knowledge. I feel like it's just reality knowledge, bro. Like, niggas is like, by, like, this shit's fucked up, bro. The shit is fucked up. Niggas gotta stop, and niggas gotta really think about the next generation. Like, they, like, I feel as if when I be hearing shit nowadays, whether it's the media or, like, social media or just, like, hearing, kind of, like, needs to be thinking in an individual mindset and not in the overall mindset. They don't think about the next generation. They don't think about what's going to come after them. It's all about the moment, now. What can the world do for me? And not what I can do for the world, bro. So my one message to the youth is, man, fuck that shit, bro. Fuck that shit. Go be the cop. Go be the cop, bro. If you honestly want to be a cop and you come with a good intentions and you see what's real, because right now is at its highest when we need those good cops, when we need those kids to be inspired and look at these situations and say, and look at the mirror and say, "I want to be the change for tomorrow. I want to change what's going on in the system." That's what we need to do. And it starts with the young kids. So all this extra bullshit that these niggas be talking about, man, fuck that shit, bro. Fuck that shit. Hey, yo, fuck that. Go do what the fuck you gotta do, bro. Go be that change in the community, bro. I swear to God, bro. My nigga, I go to motherfucking, I ain't even gonna tell y'all the drop, Look, I go to the fucking corner store, bro, right up the street. My nigga, I tell the cop, I'm like, bro, black officer, I tell the nigga, I'm like, bro, it's really, 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 really good to see a black officer up here. Back in my days, it used to be this bald ass nigga, no racial. I ain't racist, but white officer, you know what I'm saying? Bald as fuck. Nigga look like he come from the fucking the Ku Klux, you know what I'm saying? He one of them nigga. Aryan brother ass nigga, bro. You know what I'm saying? Nigga got probably a big ass fucking Aryan tattoo, a fucking swastika on his chest, probably. But no racial. More of the story is, bro, like when I used to go up to the corner store, bro, back in high school, bro, I used to kind of like, I hope this nigga don't just like think I'm just out here smoking or some shit. I hope this nigga don't fuck with me. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've always had a negative thought towards him in that badge. So it's like seeing that officer and being able to identify and him just chilling up there eating corn chips, you know what I'm saying? No racial. You know, just being a nigga in a suit. This is just a buff nigga in a suit just protecting. And it's not just, you know, whatever. But yeah, like, it's cool, bro. It's cool. Like, I like that, bro. Seeing that, I like that, bro. I really like that. Because now, think about all them young niggas, bro. Being able to identify with that, being able to see he's chill, he's laid back, whether you white, black, Asian, Mexican, orange, whatever, Bosnian, blase, blue, Russian, whatever. But being able to just be laid back and chill and just have a conversation with the kids, bro, that there takes one problem off of a kid's shoulders, bro. That's one less problem we got to deal with, especially you being a kid. That's one less problem. So all this extra bullshit that they talking about that they want to spin, bro, is retarded, bro. It's fucking retarded as fuck. And these niggas don't be thinking, bro. They don't be thinking, bro. So one more time, bro, if you is a youth out there, bro, you know what I mean? If you're a youth out there, go be an officer. I highly recommend that you see what the fuck's going on in the world. You see that there is a place for change, which is within the police system. Don't, you know what I'm saying? Maybe defund, you know, I'm with the defunding takeaway when it comes to like the money going towards weapons. But when it comes to going towards like maybe some of that money, instead of like spending it on like how to do karate, how to do martial arts. Because they be, you know what I'm saying? Some states really be spending that bag on that shit. Or how to defend yourself from a enemy. Man, fuck all that. Spend some money on the community, bro. Take some of that money, put it in the community. Start some type of, like I went back and said, me and my ink, that these incubate systems, bro, they're real life, bro. They're, you know what I'm saying? Start one of them for the, you know, for the kids, bro. Or not even yet. Bam, just pause. Maybe even make more boxing community. Because I know there's a boxing gym on the west side of Des Moines that's owned by a black officer, a retired black officer. You know what I'm saying? Him and his wife. I forget his name. I went up there with a friend of mine. Bro used to tell... He used to tell me, man, you need to box, bro. No, I'm not boxing. I even tried the MMA. No, I'm not. But now I ain't even going to cap. I low-key want to do MMA, but that's another story, another podcast, another time. But I'm with the, you know, when it comes to spending the money on the whole weapons and shit, but at the same, keep them, but maybe like the cost could, you know, drop a little bit. Or I don't even know, bro. I don't even know when it comes to what they do with their money, defunding. That ain't on me. That ain't on me. Because honestly, that has not. I feel like money has nothing to do with the people Well, like, so I was just touching up on, like, this is a team thing, like, with the citizens and the police officers. Like, it's a team thing. This is why they have citizen arrests. You know what I'm saying? Because we're together. So, like I was saying, I don't think the problem is the money aspect. Like, people talk about, take this money, pay cut. It's not the money, my nigga. The money ain't the problem. It's the individual. It's not an eye game. And what they don't understand is everybody is together. We got to be together to fight the enemy if they come on our soil. They fuck with us. Whether if it's within the country or if it's somebody coming in our country. And when I say within, like within the people, like whether if it's us fighting each other, if buddy next door is beating on a girl, well, the block got to come together. And we got to, you know what I'm saying, citizen arrest this nigga until the police officer, you know what I'm saying? So it's a team game. So all that extra shit, man, that's just a distraction, bro. The funding and all that, that's not going to do shit. It's not going to do a goddamn thing but take money from these niggas. And so what? Not a extra mad. Great. We just made these niggas extra mad. Great. Now more killings finna go on because they pissed at us. And we pissed at them. You know, like, nigga, like, you give Joe Schmo a fucking buddy making fucking 60 grand. And he cool, he comfortable, taking care of, you know, him and his two daughters or whatever, sons, whatever. Just got married, got a third baby on the way, making 60 grand. You take 30 grand away from this nigga. Now he bringing home 30 grand. Now, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you nigga gonna come, like, fuck, I got to live for. Fuck, I got to work for right now. Fuck it. I'm pissed. I didn't get no sex last week. And I just got a 30 grand pay cut. I'm pissed. I'm finna go shoot. No, we ain't finna do that. You know what I mean? No, that's another problem. So you gotta have balance, bro. Another thing, balance. You gotta be able to understand both sides. Niggas don't want to hear that. Niggas don't want to do that. It's just my opinion, my say-so. If you ain't with it, fuck you. And I think that's just mad disrespectful. I think as human beings, we shouldn't be in a position to where we can't come to the table and hear each other and see eye to eye. Simple shit. You got to be able to understand that. But as people, all we asking for, well, at least, I don't know about everybody else. I don't know about these other niggas. Me, all I want is just understanding. If you're going to come to the East Side, understand what the fuck the East Side comes with. Understand the people that's within the East Side. You know what I mean? Don't just come to this side and think you're just finna run shit. And if you ain't listening, then you off with your head. Nah, nigga, you can't just do that. And I think a lot of officers that come from, like, the outskirts, that come within our hood, bro, within our community, they don't want to get to know us. They just want to come in, conquer, you know, conquer, divide, and take away our people, bro. You can't do that, bro. We ain't doing that no more, bro. These kids nowadays, they're not going for that shit, bro. That's what these white niggas got to understand. These, you know, these old white niggas, they got to understand. These kids is not doing that. They're not going. They are not going. Even in Des Moines, they are not going. Just saying. That leads me to my next topic. It's my last one because I told myself I'm going to get at least an hour in before I go to the gym. An hour in of sleep. So with that being said, to close out police topic, kids, don't listen to nobody. I don't give a fuck. You got one life to live. If you're righteous, if you come with good intentions, don't let the world, don't let the moment, don't let none of that, don't let shit take take you off your track. Because God could be putting you on that track for a reason. You could be that 13-year-old. Truly, you want to be an officer, but you're so young that you don't even want to tell people, because you might be thinking like, people's going to look at me weird. They're going to think I'm racist. They're going to think, but you truly have a good, you know what I'm saying? Because I know there's probably some white kids out there that truly want to be officers and hang out with a bunch of black kids, but they truly want to be officers because they hang out with black kids, they see what the fuck is going on, and they see, and they're young to understand, and they feel it, and they actually see it. They want to be officers to make that change for their people. You know what I'm saying? They want to be that officer. If they pull over their black friends, you know, sons or daughter, they want to be that officer to not have that approach on their kids. Like, hey, man, you're Isaiah's son. Man, get on, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, they want to be that change. So go do that, man. Fuck it. Fuck the world. Fuck what anybody got to say. Man, fuck them all, bro. Fuck their opinions. Fuck what they got to say. Because in 3 years, 2 weeks, actually, fuck a 3 years. In 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you're not even going to remember what the fuck you were even talking about with them. You're going to remember that you still want to be an officer. So go do that. Go do that. Go do that. I promise you. Go do that. You'll thank me later. Go do that. But I was going to bring up one more topic before I get up out of here. That I don't know if y'all familiar with Big U. Actually, that's all I'm going to say. If you ain't familiar with Big U, go get familiar with Big U. Just know Big U. Yeah. So I came across this podcast, man. And he was talking to Stephen A. Smith. They were talking about politics and all this extra shit. And Big U, I'll just give a brief little, you know, Big U, he comes from the streets. I'm not going to get too much about his background, because you really got to go do your research. I know his background. I know what the fuck he come from. Let's just say he's a trench baby, for real. But he comes from that, the streets, all that. So I will say he's a street politician, but he's a certified street politician. So in a sense of, like, he ain't just blowing smoke out your ass and just talking. No, this nigga talking real facts and real shit. You know what I'm saying? I even had to, like, what I'm finna say, I had to go double back on my research, and I'm like, damn, I ain't even, you know what I'm saying? But let's just say Big U said on this podcast, he said, this is about, we're talking about politician, right? So what? Joe Biden had a crime bill that he passed back in, I want to say, 94 or 84, one of the two. Can't remember. It's probably important that I do remember, but I can't remember. If you're listening to this, do your research. I don't give a fuck, but I can't remember. But this is a real thing. Crime bill he passed that sent thousands, hundreds and thousands of black men, put them away for a long time. So once he spilled the beans of the X, Y, and Z, it made sense. So boom, he said on this podcast, which you guys should check out. It's called Checking In. Big U Checking In. He says, so Joe Biden, so the reason why he is a Republican, it's funny as fuck. So the reason why he is a Republican is because Joe Biden had passed a bill, or had passed something, a law back, which was tied into the crime bill, that the Bloods and the Crips, so the Bloods and the Crips are the only two groups that are classified as terrorist groups in America. So let me say that one more time. Bloods and the Crips, the Crips and the Bloods, those are the only two groups that are classified in America under the crime bill as terrorist groups. So the Aryan Brothers, the KKKs, the fucking, what else is out there? I don't fucking know. So all these other, you know, the GDs, the VLs, the LVs, Latin Kings, all the other gang, all of them, they're not nothing. The Brown Price, the thing, you know, thing, all of them, nothing. You know what I'm saying? So now it's starting to make sense of why during this time a lot of black people, black men were getting arrested, were getting put in prison. This is the reason why a lot of our leaders, you know what I'm saying, like Kanye West and Drake, you know what I'm saying, it's all going to tie in together, I promise. So they came together to, you know, people are focused on the fact that they dropped their beef, right? But there's a bigger picture to this shit that motherfuckers don't even know about. But you would only know off rip if you knew, if you understood, you know, some type of a street knowledge. It's bigger. What they're doing is completely bigger. So they want to do a concert. People is, you know, they're Drake and Kanye concert. I'm finna go. Good. I hope you fucking go, and I pray you go, and I hope you put that money up to go, because that money right there is what's gonna help bring home Larry Hoover, who was incarcerated due to this crime bill. That's why people don't understand. Like, I don't like Joe Biden just straight off the fact when I figured out that this crime bill was passed due to him. And, like, you can't, you there's nothing that you can really necessarily do, because there's people that still feeling that to this day, and it's 2021, and that passed what in 94, my nigga. You feel me? So it's like, or 84, one of the two. I really should do my research, but it's one of the two. But there's people that still feeling that, bro. You feel me? So it's like, bro, I can't. You done stabbed me, bro. So now I patch this shit up, right? I put a bandaid on this shit, bro. Every time a nigga bring up, or every time I look at my chest, bro, I'm always gonna see this scar, bro. So that's essentially what this nigga did. He scarred me for life. Once I heard that, bro, he put a scar on me. And every time I take off my shirt, I see that scar, and I get those thoughts. So every time I hear this nigga name, bro, that's the first thing that comes to my mind. This nigga put away millions, hundreds and thousands of black men and took them out of their home. Got the communities fucked up. That's why I say it's deeper. You gotta look at this shit from the bottom up, because it starts from the bottom, then it goes up. So all these niggas that be, oh, I don't got a noob. Bro, you know how deadly, bro, I'm finna be if, nigga, when I come correct with my politics, and then I mix my street, and then it all comes, bro, you know how fucking, bro, niggas don't understand how deadly you can be, bro. When you bringing that real raw facts from the streets, like, then you bring in, then you tie it in with, this is, nigga, deadly, bro. A nigga can't, what, nigga? Nigga, deadly. Which way you want to go? We can talk street, or we could talk that politic talk. Which way do you want to go with this shit, nigga? Fuck his head up with the street. And when you fuck his head up with that, you tie it back into the politics and how this is fucked up because of it. Niggas don't, bro. That's why my son, bro. My son's gonna be a deadly ass nigga, bro. I'm gonna make sure of that. He's going to be a deadly nigga. I can't be deadly. My mind can't hold that much information. But God damn it. Somebody from my motherfucking balls is gonna be deadly. God damn it, bro. I swear to. But back to what I'm trying to say, nigga. This is nothing but so it's like, bro, like, that's why I say, bro, I'm not this, I'm not that, I'm not this, I'm not that. Because, nigga, all the black people talk about, oh, let's be with the left side. When it was the right side that freed us from slavery. The fuck do you mean, nigga? I'm just going off of just that. Nigga, freedom. Fuck everything else that come with that shit. Fuck everything else, nigga. The right side freed us, nigga. So you tell me, as a black man, you tell me what the fuck am I supposed to think, nigga? They got us fucked up, bro. Now, why every black people person that think you niggas sound retarded, bro. A lot of you niggas sound retarded, bro. And I get it, bro. You got niggas out here that's whitewashed. You got niggas out here that just talk from the book. Minds can't even think past the book. And it's just like, nigga, do you understand what the fuck is really going on not in the streets, but literally, physically, in the streets? Not, I'm in the street. No. In the streets. Not, I'm from the streets. No. Do you know what's, or are you looking at this shit from a little lens, which is called the TV, the media? There's some real shit going on. But back to my point. So, which was Drake and Kanye. So when I see Drake and Kanye linking up and shit, I understand. I don't understand it from a consumer's point of view. Oh yeah, Drake and Kanye. Yeah, good music. No. Like, I'm sitting on my nigga's podcast, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry if you listening to this, I gots to say it, nigga. I'm sitting on the podcast, these two niggas ask me, like, so Drake and Kanye is linking. Are you excited? Man, first thing I said, man, I can give a fuck less about Drake and Kanye. I know the bigger reason. It didn't. It went over. A lot of this shit that I be saying, bro, go over people's head, bro. That's why, like, bro, I be... you be like, bro, am I tripping, bro? No, I ain't tripping. No, you tripping, bro. No, am I tripping? No, you tripping, bro. I ain't tripping, bro. So that's why, like, nowadays, like, bro, I be trying to, like, be a loner, bro, because, like, I'd be really thinking, like, am I tripping, or is these niggas tripping? I know I ain't tripping, bro. I know I ain't tripping. And I used to let that shit eat me away, but nowadays, like I told y'all earlier, nowadays, I ain't tripping. You tripping, nigga. But back then, I was like, niggas asked me, like, yeah, but no, I know the bigger picture. I know the bigger picture. And I'm not no gang. I ain't none of that. I'm none of that. But I once heard the best way to understand the world is to understand it from the bottom up. Once you understand the bottom and you work your way up, then everything will start to make sense. But if you just come in with a you're not gonna be a real person. You're gonna be a bot, just reciting what the media is telling you, instead of really getting out there, understanding, seeing shit for what it is, and going through shit, bro. Simply. That's just what it is, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, man, think what you want to think. Think how you want to think. Motherfuckers out there will spin your block. Spin your head, not spin your block, like shoot them down, like your block is being like your head, your brain. It will spin your mind, all that. But at the end of the day, see shit for what it is. Be a realistic motherfucker. See shit for what it is. If you feel it, if you know that you gotta stand on this shit, stand on this shit. Don't let nobody persuade you. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to understand. One thing about it, just like in the Bible. Well, I ain't even gonna say that. But one thing I heard in the Bible, God said what? That it's okay to explore other religions. It's okay to go learn and go figure out what this religion is about, what this, you know, what this other people, you know, all that shit. Like, if your foundation is Christianity, it's okay to go learn what the Muslims is doing. It's okay to go see what the Buddhism is about. It's okay to go, you know, it's okay as long as you come back home and you know where home is and you know that foundation. As long as you do that, it's okay. It is okay. So, forgot what I was tying that to. Damn, I smoked too much. But that sounded fire, huh? But I was really getting to, like, no, dead ass, I was really getting to a point. But, like, I definitely forgot the point. This is why I'm a comedian, bro. That's why I said this message might go over. Once I say that I like that part. Because now everything that I probably just said went over your fucking head. But if it did, if indeed it did, feel free to always run this back. Because I dropped some pointers in this bitch. I dropped some real true facts that you niggas really got to, you know what I'm saying? You niggas really got to go listen to. But, kids, go be a cop. Go do what you got to do. If anybody say anything, fuck them. As far as, you know what I'm saying, Joe Biden, nigga, you still a bitch ass nigga. I still don't fuck with you. I ain't even capping. I'm tired of hiding this shit. I don't fuck with Joe Biden. I really do not fuck with Joe Biden. You sent, anybody asks, the reason why I don't fuck with Joe Biden is because he put a lot of black men away. And if you don't understand that, then you ain't black. Yeah. How about that, Joe Biden? If you don't understand that, then you ain't black. And that's, I think that's how we gonna end it. But it's your boy, Busama, you feel me? Back here on the After Hours Show, but we doing it in the motherfucking morning, nigga. It's 2:57. I'm finna take my black ass to sleep for maybe an hour. And yeah, man, it's Monday, you feel me? All that in the bag of chips, man. Have a good day. Crush the day, you know what I'm saying? Black excellence, you know what I'm saying? All lives matter, all that shit, you know what I'm saying? Police officers, man, you got a place in my heart. Fuck what the public is saying, man. You people, y'all doing some fucked up shit. Y'all doing some fucked up shit, but I know y'all got some good positive people, and I just hope that the positive start to come out. And the kids out there that want to be officers, go be that officer, man. Go put some positivity into the world. Go save another kid's life. Go do what you gotta do. You did. And for the record, baby, I am. I don't know, man. Peace out.